This is an interesting situation, turning out of this alley. Look at this guy looking. What? Alright, well. Okay, sure. I made it onto the streets and everything seems to be alright. Weird day today. Spent most of it by myself. Dan worked from home. So did Brad. So did Jason. It was like me and Drew, and I think Drew got the studio back together. And I worked on a bunch of other stuff. Oh, that bike almost got run over. That guy fucking almost got smoked by that fucking Chevy. That SUV almost fucking crushed him. Because he was darting out from behind a box truck. When the light was not going his way. Actually, it wasn't going anyone's way because the Chevy was kind of blocking the intersection, so it was kind of clearing the intersection after its direction had gone red, but also the crosswalk was not going the bike's way either. And that dude, like, he fucking stopped his bike and stared at the fucking driver and leaned over and almost fell off the bike, but he fucking ended up jumping off of the bike. Or stepping off, I guess I should say. He didn't, like, hop off or whatever, but... And then he just kind of avoided eye contact and pushed it, like, walked his bike out of the intersection. I don't know if there's much room for anyone to be... Well, I'd be angry at the bike guy. He darted out from behind that box truck without looking what was happening. There's no way the SUV driver could have anticipated what was going to happen there, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, whatever. Everyone's in conclusion, everyone sucks. Alright, I'm just gonna go this way, and fucking, this is all crazy, and okay, well. Traffic, right? Traffic. Oh, yeah, it is Wiggler Wednesday. That's a good point. Should probably get some music for proper wiggling. She ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. She ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. do I think of the Nintendo Disney rumor? I don't know. I haven't heard it. I mean, I assume whenever anyone says, hey, have you heard about the Nintendo at Disney rumor, it's fucking yet another report saying that Disney's gonna buy Nintendo. I'm sure they talked because everyone talks all the time. Oh, so they say they're going to sell that Taken King bonus shit separately? I mean, of course they're going to. They were always going to. It's why you can't get the fucking pre-order skins from Mortal Kombat X yet. But they'll probably be available eventually. So them selling it for $20 is probably them going like, well, we can go back to retailers and say, hey, if people buy it from you and pre-order it, they will get $20 in value. We still feel like we're protecting the retail version. We're protecting our retail relationship with you, our trusted retail partners. And you know, it all fucking falls down from there. It all falls, tumbles out from there, right? The- And that sucks, but that's the fucking, that's business. This business is a business, and it's a fucked up business. And that's shitty, and it shouldn't be that way, and it won't always be that way, as long as we push into the all-digital future. But when we push further and further into the all-digital future, people start to reject that because they don't like that feeling of being locked down or whatever. So people can't have it all. You have to kind of figure out if you want to crush pre-orders and retailer bonuses and all that other shit and get rid of that stuff because retail goes away. Or if you want to continue to be able to buy used games and all that sort of stuff. You kind of, you can't really. But the fucking, the Bungie, I mean, I don't know, the Destiny stuff is even fucking dumber. Like, whoever's doing business relationships for Destiny, like, needs to understand that that game has a content problem and they need to stop carving up the content 20 different ways. Like that Red Bull thing, right? Like, hey, get a fucking custom quest with this fucking Red Bull thing. A, that quest will either be total dog shit, or if it's not, you'll be like, well, fuck you. Your game needs content desperately. The idea that people have to fucking jump through hoops to fucking get something that resembles a full product, like, that's just fucking unbearable. Did the port might be overextending their involvement in that game? If you look at the credits and it says like additional PC support, you look at when that company does full ports of games, they usually get their logo on it up front. And Warner has certainly put a developer, like a port house's logo up front, like High Voltage is on Mortal Kombat X, so they're not opposed to that practice. I suspect that those guys came in near the end and did something relatively small. But I don't know for sure. But all this stuff going around about how Iron Galaxy did the port and it's all them and how dare they... Hey, I don't know that that's accurate or not. It could be. I don't know. I have not talked to anyone about it. Like, looking where to place blame seems like a really fucking dumb move in this case when the right move is to just file for your Steam refund and say, fuck you, Warner Brothers. Like, the buck stops with them, right? They're the ones that say, yes, publish this to Steam. Yes, sell this product. I don't know. I think if they were taking that port from start to finish, there would have been more people on it, and they would have been credited a little more clearly. That's my gut feeling on that stuff. Rocksteady might not be the least culpable. I mean, from a... like, they developed most of that version. I mean, whatever. They developed most of the game, and maybe they did some of the work on PC, and then, you know, external help came in at the end, or, you know, who can say? But ultimately, it's the publisher who decides to fucking put that shit out, and... yeah. It was weird seeing people, like, take, like, comments in any files and go like, look at how unprofessional this port was, when I bet all those exact same INI files exist in the console versions. Like, it's still in a real engine game, no matter where you go, all that shit still exists. There are plenty of plain text files that exist in a console game. You just don't see it because it's not as easy to fucking yank it all out and read it. I remember Mercenaries for the Xbox, the original Xbox. There were any files in there that you could edit to, you know, turn on God mode and all that other stuff. Like, if you... I mean, you'd have to do a bunch of fucking weird shit to make that work. Soft mod your system and copy it to the hard drive and all, you know, types of fucking freaky shit. But once you did that, it was like, oh, there are a ton of text files here with, like, numbers that I can modify to make shit different. And that's cool. More concerned the game's mediocre. Yeah, that's kind of the larger thing for me is, like, I haven't really had a lot of technical problems with the PC version of the game. I just don't think the game is particularly great. At some point, like, twice the frame rate is not going to make, you know, any of that Batmobile, you know, careful driving stuff any fun. Weird guy jaywalking around here got all sketchy when a car got close to him and almost got hit by me. By me! FF Woody comes. Several aspects of this process are a nightmare all the time. A lot of tired developers at E3 coming off of fucking crunching super hard just to make an E3 demo. Doing work that doesn't matter, that won't get them any closer to shipping the final game. Stuff that they had to, like, fucking do in a separate branch. Cobble it together to make some part of the game work. Ugh. I was surprised to hear Cowboy tell it that they got done the weekend before E3 for a change. But they got done a few days early. Just sounds nice. Ooh.
Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster. No wonder this type of rash on my conscience. My teeth and ring was numb by that nonsense. Jim Star, Razor, and a dinner plate. Common hammer and a mason jar, that's my dinner date. Then crack the window in the kitchen, let it ventilate. Cause I let it sizzle on the stove like a mini steak. Nigga, I was crank in the school zone. Two people's only started checking, there was two zone. Four lockers, four different bitches got they mule on. Black Ferris Bueller cutting school with his shoes on. Couldn't do wrong with a chest full of chains and an arm full of watches. What I sell for pain in the hood, I'm a doctor. Chicago, tried to fight the urge like Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies like dude boy to trade. If he rides, he rides. Throwing punches in his room. If he cries, he cries. We gotta drink away the pain. When a nigga die, we add a link to the chain. Inscribe a nigga name in your flesh. We playing on a higher game of chess. Once you delegate his bills, who gon' fuck his bitch the best? 1,000,000 megapixels up the Pyrex. Started on the scale, did you tell my only Timex? Nigga, this is timeless, simply cause it's honest. Pure as the fumes that be fucking with my sinus. Nigga, this is Simon Says, Simon Red. Blood on your diamond till you dying dead. Yeah, yeah. You wanna see a dead body? Instrumentals from my mama's Christmas party. Troubles on my mind. I still smell crime. My little brother crying. Smokers repeatedly bind my Sega Genesis. Either that or my auntie was stealing it. Hit the pipe and start filling it. Ooh, we cut me some slack. We never did that. This was different. Jeez Louise, please help me relax. Quantum physics could never show you the world I was in when I was 10. Back when 9 ounces had got you 10. And 9 times out of 10, niggas don't pay attention. And when there's tension in the air, knives come with extensions. My daddy turned a quarter piece to a 4.5. Took a L, started selling sulfines, bubble bath. Broke his nails, misusing his pinky to treat his nose. Shirt buttoned open, tackle me, laying on his gold. I said, Daddy, one day I'ma get you right with 36 sips. 1,000 grams of cocaine, then your name will be rich. Now you can rack it up or sell it soft as leather interior. Drop some ice cubes in it, deep on our perimeters. He said, Son, how come you think you be my connect? I said, Pops, your ass is washed up with all due respect. He said, Well, nigga, then show me how it all makes sense. Go figure, motherfucker, every verse is a brick. Your son dope, nigga. Now reap what you sowed, nigga. Please reap what you sowed, nigga. I was born in 87, my granddaddy a legend. Now the same shit that y'all was smoking is my profession. Let's get it. You better think what makes out your speaker. You better think. You better think what makes out your speaker. Must be on the thing, the whole world. They must be on the thing.
Guess I shouldn't be surprised that there's significant traffic leaving as early as I did.
Drop that ass, make it boomerang, take a belt
checks, and if she look good, she pay me a sex. Do it. Bounce that ass. Just the
wobble, wobbin. Ass so fat. All these bitches' pussies is throbbing. Bad bitches, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best ass leader. Tell them pussy clean. I tell them pussy squeaky. Niggas give me buying, cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a man tango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his pussy open in the islands of Waikiki. Kiss my ass and my anus, cause it's finally famous. And it's finally solved. Yeah, it's finally solved. I don't know, man, cause some ass shots wore off. Like, bitches ain't popping. Google my ass. Only time you on the net is when you Google my ass. You fucking little whores. I'm fucking up Michael Kors. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean. Boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals. Slap it on my ass.
I try to look alive, but I'm half asleep. slow down, baby.
You say you know this well-known actress who's been shooting more than films. Her bedroom's filled with needle caps and countertops of pills. Highly well-connected, so you're privy to her sins. Not supposed to say, but by the way, that's how she stays so thin. At a warehouse deep in Bushwick, you rendezvous with so-and-so. Who's avant-garde and parties hard and someone I should know. Gossip about gossip, home over, over brunch with a famous close acquaintance and I've heard you got a bunch.
You can be what you wanna be. Make yourself into anyone, anything. You can be what you wanna be. Check the white dust up on your skinny jeans.
Give us now.
You got your eyes on a page six mansion. The nights in the clubs and the shopping sprees. The lights and the drugs of philosophy. Is he loaded? Hustling? Sitting down in the coat room on your knees. Like right when a girl is popular. You wanna hang out, you wanna talk to her. You wanna laugh and cry with a socialite. You wanna pass the line, yeah, I know the sight well. I can remember when all of my clothes didn't seem so cool. As soon as I'm blowing up, you're showing up. Got a cake to the face, better see right through.
You can be what you wanna be. Into anyone, anything. You can be what you wanna be. Check the white dust up on your skinny jeans.
Activated with a pistol in their hand.
Started talking business with the boss of where I'm from. The 706 plus one. I be in a travel guy on that same flat. It's 195, but after that, it's been a wrap. My hustle, not no rat. I'm by my good, I'm by my scratch. I'm headed to the TV, so I'm always on my toes. 9-0, taking pictures, so I'm striking for the pole. My niggas on out here, but still be playing what they know. Even if this rap don't blow, I still get money out of hoes. I was raised by OGs, so it's classing me. I'm allergic to broke bitches, so they bad for me. When I first hold on everything and start gassing. Bitch, I'm from a little motherfucker, stop gassing. Going up the V.
The 7.
I wish I was in the 707 right now. This fucking 415 bullshit full of traffic. Keeping me from my soil and such. That means I can be in the carpool lane now. Hooray! Actually, the nice part is to be, like, really close to the end of the carpool lane by the time that time hits, because it means I'm getting home in a decent hour for once, theoretically. Of course, now that I said that, there'd be, like, 2 hours of traffic here or something. Like, oh, it was a big rig full of babies that overturned. It's gonna be a while. Yeah, we don't know why they were hauling babies either. It seems like a crazy thing to do, but here we are. Want to play more Trackmania. This does not make me want to play more Trackmania, but I'm going to turn it off just the same. If the Trackmania Turbo server scene is similar to Trackmania 2, I might have to run a server. The north I go, the hotter it gets. We're up to 81 degrees. feel like it was 77 last time I looked, so if that holds true, then by the time I get home, it's going to be a trillion degrees. Nine of the songs that got crammed into all of that intro track. Especially when we could be listening to Six God. This iPod is in Drake mode, apparently. Played main drag earlier, and now this. All Drake all day.
Back home, shit is hot up in the six, boy.
off the freeway, and it's 82 degrees. That's, it's not great.
Myself, my name is Ho, H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OC. I guess even back then you can call me CEO or the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music man's number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho, not DOC, but similar to the letters. No one can do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast pulling the jewels in the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Say the movie, dogs.
Now before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to ship out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
They ain't lying. How they came through the block and everything, that's fine. I'm like, check your camera with blink on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on, nigga, I get my Miami beats on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice, trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me. Lying as if I am a different man. And I can blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains.
Well then. Nicely uneventful ride home after a relatively quiet and productive day. I can't complain. I mean, I could, but... Alright, it's good luck and don't have Batman, I guess. I'll see you guys tomorrow.